Joining us right now is Coach Jeff Tatum, head coach for the Buskers. And Coach, as you look at this ball game, we had so many opportunities, but we had so many mistakes as well and turnovers. And when you have six of them, four of those on an interception and two fumbles, and then usually those occurred on drives when we were trying to drive in and get a score. And it really kind of was almost like a 14-point turnaround each time that happened.
There's no doubt. I kind of felt like the way we were against Hutch, you know. We had a couple opportunities and didn't. And like I told them on the field, you know, a couple things. Number one, you know, when you play a good football team, you can't make those little bitty mistakes that a lot of people don't notice. And, you know, the interceptions are kind of irrelevant. But I'm talking about blocking schemes and those type things and not tackling and that kind of stuff. And then the positive thing I told them when we were out there, I said, guys, it didn't really matter. We knew we had to go to both of those places to win the conference championship. Maybe not the order we wanted to go in or the seed we want to go in, but we got, you know, we knew we had to beat both of those teams on the road. And I think we'll learn from this loss and be ready to play next Sunday.
I think so, too, as well. I think a couple things that we learned tonight, too, as well. You know, we've been talked about the injury situation that you had, and I was really pleased to see that Jamal Tyler was able to run and cut and move and run the way he did tonight, even off the start of the ball game, and Nick Marshall as well. He was elusive tonight. He made a lot of great runs, but then, again, you know, when you get those the production of the points, but then you get the mistakes, too, as well. But good to see those guys being able to perform that way. But we did miss a lot of tackles. You mentioned that, and there were so many, especially on a couple of those long runs from scrimmage by their running back.
Well, you know, we work on tackling every day, and we talk about a mindset, and when there's a good running back, you have to tackle him. You just don't knock him down, and we tried to, you know, do like we did the first couple games and try to just push him down, and we didn't do it very well tackling. And then also a couple of those interceptions wasn't always Nick's fault. You know, some people think it is, but a couple of them was – busted route, and the other one was a guy quit running, and then some of them were his fault, you know. And, you know, I really thought the momentum, you know, changed when we missed the field goal right before the half. That was a big play. And then what a lot of people will never remember and think about, probably the biggest play in the game, was when Tyreek had the ball running right down our sideline and dropped it, and then we ended up not scoring. And that was another big momentum play, you know, and everybody thinks that the big plays happen late in the ball game. And those were two perfect examples where, you know, if we make those plays, old Mo's back on our side, and we get excited, and then we finish the game, and it was plays that got them excited. And they were able to kind of get the momentum and finish, you know, got excited and played a little bit harder, and it ended up winning the football game for them.
Well, absolutely did. And one of those plays you're talking about, when one of those interceptions was not Nick's fault, of course, we made a great pass on a crossing pattern, actually a post pattern, to Rod Coleman, and it bounced right off his shoulder pad right into the arms of one of the defenders, and that had six written all over it for us, but turned out to be a turnover and a great position for them.
And that's one thing that we talk a bunch about, and I know Coach West and them talk about on their side of the ball. That's a 14, like you said earlier, that's a 14-point swing. That's seven we didn't get and seven that they do get. And, you know, the thing is, the kids, you know, like I told them out there, the positive thing tonight was we didn't quit. I mean, we're down 24, and we go out there and we knock a ball loose, and we go down and score, and we keep fighting and keep fighting. And even at the end, on the onside kick, I mean, our kids were ready. We had a play call. You know, they felt like we were going to score to win. And that's the – you know, that's something that's hard to teach, and I don't believe we would have believed that last year. But these guys have different character. They have different beliefs, and, you know, and it helps when you win. And also, these guys have put – you know, like we talk about a bunch, they've put a lot of hard work and time and effort and blood, sweat, and tears, however you want to call it. And they want to get the rewards out of it. And I tell you, they did a great job tonight fighting back. And we can build from it. You know, there's no moral victory, but you got to take everything that's positive out of every football game and build on it. And the things that were negative, go correct them and fix it and get ready to play the next football game. And I think our guys will come back. Just like I told them, whether we win or lose, you know, you worry about it for 24 hours, and then you go on to the next one. And I feel like that's what we'll do come Monday afternoon.